The UK is sweltering through a midsummer heatwave, but the country's political temperature has been at boiling point for days now.
And I want you to know how sad I am.
Following the Prime Minister's resignation announcement last Thursday, Conservative MPs of the 1922 committee gathered to set the rules and timetable for how to replace Boris Johnson.
Nominations will open and close tomorrow. We'll have a first ballot on Wednesday, and a second ballot is likely on Thursday. What we try to do is find a balance where we're making sure the parliamentary stages are concluded reasonably rapidly before the summer recess, but we do believe we can have that proper discussion within the party.
Someone has to grip this.
Conservative
vote.
MPs are aiming to whittle down a wide field of candidates to just two by next Thursday. Then, over the rest of July and August, the party's 200,000 members will choose the next leader and Prime Minister. It's a tight schedule, but they want all this done by early September.
Well, I think it's a wide open race, and ultimately the Conservative Party are going to be worried about the blue-on-blue attacks. I think that doesn't look good to the wider electorate, so they're going to want to try and shorten that as much as they can. I think it looks like Rishi Sunak is the front-runner, and he is the man to catch.
There is one person in all of this who has been conspicuous by his absence. Boris Johnson, of course, who's been pretty quiet since his resignation speech last week. Well, he was out in front of the cameras again on Monday. Where does he stand on the race to replace him?
Look, I don't want to say any more about all that. There's a contest underway and that must happen. And, you know, I wouldn't want to damage anybody's chances by offering my support. I just have to get on.
I
have to get on.
Meanwhile, the opposition has picked up on the generous promises of tax cuts Conservative leadership hopefuls are falling over themselves to make, and found them laughable.
The arms race of fantasy economics is well underway. Over the weekend, the contenders have made more than £200 billion worth of unfunding spending commitments. £200 billion. Let that sink in. That's more than the annual budget of the NHS splurged onto the pages of the Sunday papers without a word on how it will be paid for.
Fantasy will soon meet reality. Galloping inflation, economic stagnation, and a major war in Europe, just a few problems from the Prime Minister's in-tray. It may be scorching now, but for whoever wins, things will only get hotter. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, London.